Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast, and today we want to discuss a very popular topic, which is selling. If you think you're too good for selling, if you think you're too good to be quote-unquote going to talk about your business with people, if you think you are quote-unquote too good to put yourself out there, well, in today's episode, McDonald's, Disney, and Tesla are here to tell you that you're wrong. And I want to begin today's episode with a story. So the story begins that today it was buzzing at peak dinner time at 6:45 p.m. And after queuing for a good 25 minutes, I was at McDonald's about to dig into my favorite piping hot cheeseburger when I received a text notification that made me stop. And it was a text that popped up from my client. And here's what she said. She said, "You know, I see people posting and selling on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok so often, and I cannot help but wonder, if they really were making money, they wouldn't really need to be selling every day, right?" And so I thought about it for a good few minutes, although I already had an answer in my gut. And after a few minutes, my answer was the same, which is that, well, that's simply not true. And so what do I really mean by this? Here's what I have to say. And I want to break this down for you so that's easily digestible for you when you think about your business, when you really think about selling, when you think about advertising online from a business perspective as an entrepreneur. I want to break it down into three thought processes for you, right? And it's very common to have this thought that, hey, you know what? If you're doing well, you wouldn't have to sell, right? Like if your product is that good, you wouldn't have to sell, right? If your business really is doing well, you wouldn't have to sell, isn't it? And the answer is absolutely false, right? And here's what I have to say about it. Breaking it down into thought processes, here's the first thing that I want you to realize, which is that number one, the best time to sell something is actually when you don't need to. Now, listen to that again. The best time to sell something is actually when you don't need to. Take a look around you and you will see that the biggest brands that sell every day and sell it freaking proud, right? Like literally, audaciously, unabashedly, unashamedly, blasting their logos, putting their products in front of your face, literally on your phone, on the bus stop, on the billboard, literally everywhere in your Gmail. And you will see that the biggest brands are the ones that sell it proud. Coca-Cola, Sephora, Disney, Starbucks, LVMH. What are these all have in common? They're freaking big multi-billion dollar listed companies. And here's the thing. Smart business owners know that building brand equity, building brand awareness, building customer awareness shouldn't be done as a last ditch save, but rather building all of this, your branding, your brand awareness, your brand equity, your customer awareness, people knowing who you are, people knowing what you do, people recognizing you, people knowing what you're about. All of this is not a last-ditch save attempt. All of this is rather an asset, a business asset that works to compound the work you do while you're already going well, while you're already thriving. And the best companies in the world have been doing this for decades, okay? Starbucks and McDonald's didn't, quote-unquote, suddenly become familiar to you, did they? They're familiar to you because you've literally seen them around every other corner for the past 10 years, for the past 20 years, for the past 30 years. You're spending literally millions on advertising to be in front of your face since the day you were a child to the time when you were a teenager, to the time when you were in college, to the time when you were in your mid-career, all the way till now. And this isn't a coincidence. It's a very intentional, strategic effort to put their brand in front of your face so that you don't think of any other fast food, so that you don't think of any other coffee, so that you don't think of any other makeup store, you know, so that you don't think of any other drink when you think of a fizzy Coca-Cola. And that's how they achieved market domination. So to the initial point of, oh, you know, if you're doing well, then you wouldn't have to sell. That couldn't be more wrong, is what I want to say. And moving this to your own business is that you don't want to be resting on your laurels. You don't want to be sitting on your ass when things are going well in your business. And I think especially as entrepreneurs and business owners, sometimes you are guilty of this. We are all guilty of this, of like, okay, we're having a good quarter. We're having a good first half of the year. We're having a good year. So we're going to cut down on our marketing spend. We're going to cut down on our branding because maybe we don't really need it. Whereas the best brands, the ones who are multi-billion dollar businesses, they really do invest in their brand and make sure that they consistently achieve market domination. They're consistently top of mind. They're consistently the only option that comes to mind. And this requires investment consistently in their branding, in their marketing, in their digital marketing, especially now in this day and age. And it requires an intentional effort. It requires an investment of time, energy, and money to make sure that you are the one that comes to mind. And that doesn't happen by accident, right? So in your business, regardless of whether you're having a low time or a high time or whatever season you are in the middle of that whole journey, you want to make sure that you're consistently investing in your branding, because brand and reputation is not built overnight, it's built over time. But the benefit of that is that one day you will quote unquote suddenly wake up and realize, hey, this is the only brand I think about when I think of this area. And you want to be that brand for your industry, for your niche, for your area, right? So you want to think about that. The second thing I want to talk about, and the second perspective, is that selling every day unequals non-profitability. And so to that initial statement of, oh, you know, if they were really making so much money, then they wouldn't have to be selling every day. Clearly, that's false, because selling every day does not mean a lack of profitability. Far from it. Why? Places like McDonald's, places like Sephora, they certainly have high profitability, freaking high in fact. But building demand for seasonal items, like in Singapore, they have the Prosperity Beef Burger during Lunar New Year, or leveraging festive seasons to sell Christmas gifts sets at Sephora, which is a crazy season in the beauty space. All of this building demand, building an occasion, building a reason for the sale is such a smart move done by these big brands and businesses to create demand and to stay relevant and to stay familiar. Not only does this actually incentivize new clients and customers to be working with you and buying from you, but it also confirms to your existing audience that they are making the right choice sticking with you. I mean, look at this Christmas gift set deal, right? And so in other words, creating a reason to sell, creating a reason for the occasion to buy, it captures new target market and increases client stickiness. It makes your existing clients feel like, oh my God, I've been buying from Sephora for years. I've made a right choice because look at this deal. Look at how much value I'm getting. And for people who are not Sephora customers yet, they're like thinking, oh my gosh, I literally shouldn't buy from anyone else. This offer is so good. Look at this Christmas gift set. It would be silly of me not to take advantage of this. Right? So this is something that you want to bear at top of mind as well. Selling every day, selling often, unequals non-profitability. In fact, the more you sell, the more profits you get a lot of the times. And because there is a season of the whole entire year. Not every season is going to be a big season. Not every season is going to be a peak season. And that is why big businesses, they create a reason to buy. They innovate. They make a season out of nothing. You have International Friendship Day. You have Galentine's. You have so many other things. And so be creative. Create a reason for your customers, for your ideal clients to engage with you. An interesting side point that I want to make here is that actually selling doesn't have to necessarily mean selling a product. You can also sell demand. What do I mean by this is a situation where, for example, a great case in point would be Rolex, right? They started as a company making way more money selling a waitlist than selling the actual watches. So especially if you're in the high ticket space, especially when you are building a high ticket business, you're building a business based off on luxury, based off on premium service, then you also want to find a way where you can start selling demand rather than the pure product, service, or offer, right? Just think of Rolex again, the example where if they had unlimited Rolex watches out there in display, in stock at all times, there wouldn't be as high of a demand as when they only have one or they even have none of those Rolex watches and you have to buy your way into a waitlist instead. This demand for urgency, for scarcity, greatly increases the propensity for their luxury buyers to want to be part of it. It creates this feeling of, oh, I have to get in. Because the more I can't get it, the more I want it, especially as a premium buyer. Right? And there's also the feeling of, oh, if I don't get it right now, I might not be able to get it again. So if I'm offered the waitlist, I better get on it now because it's not guaranteed that I can get on it again. Whereas when you're selling something that's a mass market, that's a mass commodity, you always feel like, oh, I can come and get it tomorrow. I can get it next week. It's always there. It's always available. Whereas when you sell high-end, when you sell premium, when you sell luxury, it's based off on exclusivity and scarcity, right? So this is a very, very interesting side point that I just want to raise and highlight to your awareness. And even if you are a service-based entrepreneur, you really want to think of, where are you in the spectrum? Are you mass market? Are you on the lower end and you're playing a volume game, or are you exclusive premium? Are you playing with high caliber clients, the high net worth individuals? You want to approach that very differently. And obviously the frequency of selling, that is something that doesn't change. So the more you sell, the more money you make. However, the way that you sell, the nuance to the sale, I think that's something that's very different. If you are playing in the mass market versus you're playing in the luxury premium segment of the market. So that's something that you want to be aware of. And that's also something I tell clients really often, is that you want to know who your buyer is so that you can start speaking their language, which is where we craft high ticket based offers that appeals to these high quality, high caliber clients, right? That appeals to their psyche, that understands deeply into the way that they think, the reasons that make them buy, what triggers them, what makes them pull the plug, and also what makes them say, hell yes, I'm in, right? So that's an important distinction that I wanted to leave with you. And the third point that I want to talk about is that with this whole thing of, you know, initial line of like, oh, you know, if they were making so much money, they wouldn't be selling. I think implicitly, along with that thought, along with that line, it's also this feeling of like, oh, no one likes being sold to, which couldn't be further away from the truth. And that leads me directly into my third point, which is that contrary to popular belief, most of us, we actually like being sold to. Perfect case in point, and I know I rave about it so much. I'm a diehard Apple fan, but you know, they are a great brand and they're making billions. So great case study to bring up here. My point is, Apple fans love it when they're informed about their new iPhone launch. In fact, here's the crazy part, is that in fact, not only are they in love with the advertising, Apple fans spent thousands of dollars on the product okay? Which, by the way, is 3 times more than the average smartphone that can literally do the same thing without the Apple logo. Not only do they spend thousands above market price, they then do free advertising for Apple by taking photos at that very aesthetic Apple flagship store, by tagging Apple on social media, and then also over dinner and drinks, telling their friends to spend money there too. Like, look at this amazing iPhone I got. Look at the iPhone 16 Pro Max. Look at the photo function it has. Look at this. Look at that. Look at their advertising. Look at this new color that they launched. Look at the photo that I just took, right? And if you think about it, it's absolutely mind-blowing, because you as a customer, I mean, you as a brand, you've managed to create a premium product where people have so much buy-in into your brand that they literally spend thousands above market price. They do free advertising for you. They advertise for you on social media. And then they also do referrals by telling their friends to you. And then they come back again to buy your next thing and your next thing and your next thing, because you are that good and they are that sold into your brand. And so, contrary to popular belief, we actually like being sold to. So these are the 3 perspectives that I want to leave with you, especially if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, and you're running your own thing. Realize this as a quick summary, which is that 1, the best time to sell is actually when you don't need to. 2, selling every day and selling often unequals non-profitability. Quite often, selling often and selling every day equals more profitability. And the 3rd point here is that, contrary to popular belief, we like being sold to, right? And chances are it often depends on who is doing the selling and how. And so if you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you're running your own thing, especially if you're a service-based entrepreneur and you're really looking to scale, you already have a base of good, solid clients, which is why you've managed to make a full-time business out of what you're doing, but you just feel like you don't really stand out for anything. You feel like you don't really have a USP. You don't really have a power position that makes you different from everyone else, right? So it's really difficult to stand out. You also feel like you're somehow not really creating offers where people feel compelled to buy. People don't feel that urgency and scarcity, like, I have to talk to you now. And even when people do talk to you and they do approach you, you don't feel like you're attracting that high level, high caliber clients as much as you would like. And even when you are able to attract those high caliber, high ticket, high net worth clients, sometimes you just use the wrong language and you flop the sale. And you want to be in a place where not only do you have these high net worth clients, high level caliber clients coming to you, but that you also have 1,000% confidence of owning that sale, of using the right language, of taking control of the situation and acing that deal, and obviously cashing in that check into your bank account as well. And that's exactly the work I do with my clients, to turn your online audience into paid clients and massive business opportunities. So if you think, on top of your existing business right now, if you would like to leverage social media and leverage the digital space to make an additional 6 figures in profit and income, message me to find out more. Drop me a DM, drop me a private message on LinkedIn, on Instagram. All the links and tags are below, and I will see you guys in the next one.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.